podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 24 of Lost in Translation. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time, we watched Colossal Cometmon Strike, Open the Door, Dantemon. What did you like in this episode?
So, I guess this episode really came down to two things. There's Dantemon showing up, there's three things. Dantemon shows up, he fights Cometmon, and then he opens the door and kind of dies. It's all one sequence.
Yeah.
I think that the time it took for him to show up was like 10 minutes of just them staring at the tablet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And saying, "Oh, we don't know what's going on now." And I think that sequence of like, "Yeah, he's coming now." It's really cute and it's fun. And then he never actually showed up, and they're waiting, and they all look surprised. Like, that was funny.
And they have no idea how to activate the tablet. They want to try different things. Like, oh, do we just ask really nicely? And they're sort of just coming up with different ways. Like, and
Dokumon's, we have to flip them all over.
And Dokumon's like, "I'm gonna punch them."
Yeah, and they had a good little sequence where Hackman just takes it off him before he can do that. And that was fun, but really, I think this was a long sequence that didn't need to be.
Oh yeah, the first, 11 minutes were very sort of, I don't know, they feel like they were just standing there for a long time
until
anything actually happened.
You're waiting for Mianimon to be like, yoink!
Yeah, I'm like, I was waiting the whole time, like, okay, who's going to show up and steal the tablet? Because this is taking far too long, and no one did, which I'm thankful for, because that would have been annoying.
So but, then there's the fight itself, the primary fight, which was, it began with basically every server in Japan was all boned up, just because Cometmon's blasting through all these, planets in the web.
And I kind of like that, because it shows what's at stakes, and in previous Digimon seasons we've had, the real world and the Digimon world are basically going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And in Atmon, we know what's going to be destroyed. Oh, basically the internet's going to go down and we're going to all lose 3G.
It's really rough, though.
Yeah.
And so Cometmon, the thing is, Cometmon is never established as a Leviathan guy. You just kind of get that as an implication.
He kind of just was there. He kind of was just like an inconvenient sort of, oh, he just so happens to be crushing towards the Earth. To the deep web. And he's just kind of there. It's just bad timing, really. It could have happened yesterday. It could have happened 3 years ago.
Could have happened to anybody.
It just sort of happened now.
And then Dantemon shows up, finally, because, they hoped hard enough, the power of friendship, etc. And at that stage, Dantemon was cool in his appearance. He goes to fight Cometmon and gets eaten immediately, which was quite funny. Haru's face is the best part of the episode. And he's like, yeah, oh no.
Yeah, the sort of it was like a comedic beat almost when, Dantemon gets eaten and Haru just kind of like, what? Oh, I love that part.
And then, obviously, Dantemon doesn't die. He lasers up Cometmon from the inside, who just dies horribly.
Yeah, it's pretty graphic death. I mean, we don't see any blood or anything because he's, an app.
Then there's 5 minutes of Dantemon being like, I will take you to the deep web. And everyone going, you're the coolest, Dantemon. You're definitely the best and the strongest.
You are forgetting the best thing ever.
What?
Dantemon starts singing.
Oh, yeah, he's singing because I thought that they were going to reveal there's some kind of problem with Dantemon. And he's always talking in third person, and he never seems to be quite responding to what it is they're saying.
Yep.
So I can't really work out if they were going for anything there. It just, apparently not. Apparently that's just what he does. Everyone else took it normally, and then that was sort of the end of his tiny story arc.
You know what he reminds me of? And I think I've mentioned this a few times on the podcast before. What? Like, in Spy Kids 3, when
that movie I never saw.
They meet, they go into, the game, and then they were like, okay, we have to meet the guy. We have to meet the guy. And they're like, they're talking, oh, how cool it'd be when we meet the guy. And the guy shows up. And
that was the Hobbit, wasn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, he was. I was about to say, no, he was quite large. No, he was played by the Hobbit.
Yeah, Frodo.
Frodo, yeah. He was played by Hobbit. Ewan McGregor?
No.
No. It has a name like that. It's not Ewan McGregor. Okay, it's the actor who's not Ewan McGregor, okay?
Okay, that's not even close.
Anyway. Just the first act that came to my mind.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor. Clearly. For some reason, he reminds me of a sheep, and I don't know why. Anyway, so the guy's there. And then say, okay, we're going to meet the guy. I think it was the same sort of thing. He's going to open the door. We're going to get through. We're going to get the final boss. We're going to save everything. We're going to escape from this game. then the guy dies immediately.
Yeah.
Like, he gets one hit, and it's just, it just reminds me of that, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned that a lot of times.
I said in the middle of the episode, while we're watching, I go, they're really building up how devastating it's going to be when he just instantly dies, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, Natamon opens the door, and then immediately kind of dies, and gets frozen into stone something.
Yeah, but it's in a cool way. Like, but you could not have predicted the way he dies. And he was still useful. Like, I was going to be so mad if he dies and the door shuts.
Dantemon, the best doorstop app that ever existed.
Yeah, he's clearly the doorstop app.
Still want to know what actually app he is. I think it might just be digital security in general.
Well, if you combine all the apps that he's made out of, it makes nonsense. No sense.
Oh yeah, weather, recycle, copy, and roleplay. What do you got?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like he might just be... I think you mentioned it when we were watching the show, but it's administration or something.
Yeah, it could be. But even then, like, weather doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what happened in the episode. Then the kids are going to go to the deep web on their own.
Mm.
And it was fine, honestly. It was a 10-minute sequence stretched over 20 minutes. And that's the problem with it, I guess. Yeah,
so I guess on to negatives then.
It was a 10-minute sequence stretched over 20 minutes.
It felt long in the way that it was... Oh, yeah, it was very stretched. It could have been a much shorter episode. It could have been part of an episode.
Like, I want to talk from a writing perspective in that I have a tiny bit of amateur writing experience. And I'm just going to say, if what you're trying to say in a chapter of a book, for example, it only takes 1,000 words to say, and you're 3,000 words in, you feel that. Mm. You know that you've put that extra in there.
Yep.
And I can only assume the writers have known, they've gone, okay, we only have 10 minutes worth of content here, but we can't forego this other stuff because there's nothing before they could have done because they already finished it and they're just standing in front of the door. And they can't go into the deep web in this episode because it would take focus away from what they're doing. So they just had the kids be like, oh man, this is really cool. Or, oh no, this is a problem. And they would go back and forth and they would explain to each other why the stakes are so high.
Yeah, it was very much standing around and watching what's happening episode. Like, there was that effectively all right scene where all the seven codes are, you know, forming. And that was all right, but it was very, I don't know, it was a very long animation.
Well, they're always long animations.
I'm glad that it didn't have the guy screaming the seven codes the whole time.
I would have been okay since it's it. Because it's the grandfather, now we know he does that. It's funnier.
Yeah. A small negative that I noticed, which isn't really super much of a negative, it's just sort of something that annoyed me.
Yeah.
At the end of the episode, they all get their seven codes, and what I like is that Eri has all the ones that she was related to, like her episode ones. She got the fortune teller one because she was interested in fortune telling. She got Weather Dramon because that was her episode, and she got Copy Pepermon, which is also her episode. And I'm glad they didn't give them all to Haru. I'm annoyed that Haru for some reason got Mailmon, though Rei got that. Rei gets nothing.
I'll tell you why. Because Mailmon has had more good experiences with Haru than he has with Rei.
Yeah, Rei kind of just used him to
Because when Rei got him, he wasn't a virus Atmon.
I mean, he was terrified, right.
He just beat up this normal Atmon and made him a chip there. But Haru hung out with him when it was like a tea party.
Yeah, so I guess it's sort of friends. Friends, but it's kind of annoying that Rei is just kind of now. I do like that whenever they're having emotional moments and all going,
it always
whatever.
Cuts to his, like, blasé, why am I here face.
It's very much like Koji in Frontier. Like, a lot of the time, like, the kids are doing all these wacky expressions and Koji just kind of like, huh.
But Koji breaks sometimes, like when he has to go to the beach or something. Rei has never broken.
Oh, yeah, and I like that. I like how he's
consistent.
Yeah, and it's a good change from Astra, who's eccentric, Eris, who is eccentric. Haru's just kind of like, he's normally eccentric.
He's over the top, I love
him. He's over the top, he has, like, big reactions. Rei's just kind of there saying, how about we think about this first, or maybe don't punch it.
Have you considered that? No, there was.
I love Hakmon.
Hakmon's great. But, he likes Rei a lot, and he wants him to be happy, and you can see it.
And I love, like, his sort of soft voice, and again, it's a nice contrast to the other characters.
Prepare to be hacked.
Triple hacked.
Oh, no.
Do we have any other negatives? Because I feel like there weren't, like, a large amount of negatives so much there was kind of, like, nothing. It was
a lot of neutral space.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this is the worst episode ever, because it's definitely not. It's not the worst episode of Atmon. It's leagues better than Frontier, but it's still sort of, it's okay.
Look, it's a watered-down drink, okay? Yeah. You probably liked the drink just fine, but you know, if it didn't have that water in it, it would have been better.
Like, in 28 episodes' time, we just finished watching Atmon episode 52, and we're about to do our you know, big discussion on the whole Apmon as a series.
We're not even going to talk about this episode.
This episode, like, if we mention the ranking at all, we won't mention any of the episodes in the middle because there'll be 52 episodes. We'll mention the top few and we'll mention the bottom few. This episode, I feel like, will only be references if Dantemon shows up.
You know what? There is a key, one, like, significant and key negative to this, is that Dantemon was just not... It was impressive, but he wasn't that amazing.
Mm.
At the end of the day, if the kids had gone through the whole adventure to get the 7 codes, and the 7 code... And all it did was it made the 7 code pad into a key.
Mm.
If that's all it had done,
that's effectively
it would have been the same.
Yeah. I liked how the 7 code Atmon become regular Atmon, and they're sort of very polite and friendly about it. I like how they have personalities.
Sort of.
Yeah. But then just sort of like, oh, we're a lot lighter now because we don't have the 7 code anymore. And, oh, we'll continue to serve you as regular Atmon. And then they get the Atmon band. That was a fine moment.
The new band sucks.
I like it. I like blue.
Looks awful.
I feel like it's not
as... Why does it say Minerva on it? Yeah. Why does it need to say it?
Oh, yeah. The logo of Minerva showed up on the 7 code pad.
On Dantemon's strip.
Yep. But also, if you get the 7 pad toy and you pull out the little green thing down the bottom, it has the Minerva owl on it. But when I first saw that, they hadn't done the episode about Minerva. So the green thing's meant to be that long strip.
What long strip?
The long strip leading that connected the... Like,
I don't understand.
It was there in the it's there on the toy, and it has Minerva on it. But I didn't realize that it was Minerva when I got it because we hadn't seen the Minerva
episode. Wait, how long ago did you pre-order it?
Well, I pre-ordered ages ago.
So they were like, "Yeah, this is the thing that's showing up in the show."
And
two months from now,
it came out. I believe it came out in November. Like,
oh, God.
The thing. So I was kind of like, "Oh, that's interesting." I don't know what the
owl's
for.
Before Atmon started.
Atmon started in late October.
So
just as it started. They released all the toys.
Imagine if Adventure hadn't finished yet and they're like, look, here's a D3.
No, it's not like that.
It is exactly like that.
The 7 code pad, we saw that in episode 3.
Yeah, but I'm talking about...
It came out roughly as...
I'm talking about the blue watches.
Oh, the blue watches just came out, no.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking
no,
about.
No, sorry, I was talking about the green strip with Minerva on it.
Oh, I don't know.
That comes out of the 7 code
pad. Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
The 7 code pad is where the 7 code chips go.
Right. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's it.
Why do I even have favorite characters at the discussion
point? It's Haru every time.
It's always Haru. And, like, sometimes it's Gatchmon. I liked the most... I guess we should just change it to character moments. Because we kind of always say, Haru's
Haru.
A character.
He's the best.
For character moments, I really enjoyed when Eri thinks she's going to die, so she hugs Dokumon, and Dokumon's like, I'm just glad I was able to become Eri's partner.
No, I have no regrets.
Yeah.
An anti-character moment is when they're about to die, and Astra's like, am I bothered by this? No, not as long as I keep on dancing.
Yeah, that was strange.
What was that?
I don't know, but I love this goofball.
And then 3 seconds later, he's like, oh, I'm going to die. That sucks.
Mm. I'm
unhappy now.
I love how he keeps on doing his catchphrase, and everyone just ignores him. Like, I can't.
Please go away.
I can't believe that this went from something that really annoyed me to something I always just laugh at every time because he mixes it up.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's Chris Jericho. It's Chris Jericho with his catchphrases.
Yeah.
And he's like, "It's the gift of Jericho.
It's the gift of
drink it in, man." And I'm like, "That's the lamest thing I've ever seen in my life." But nowadays, when he's like, "He stuck a knife into the back of Jericho." And he twisted it in, man. I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
And no one will get
every
that
time.
Reference. No one will
Some
get
Some people.
Reference.
We have a couple of people.
Yeah, we have like a few who are like, wrestling.
Hey, look, if you guys look up Chris Jericho, I guarantee you, you'll be entertained.
I wonder if we can convert anyone to watching wrestling.
I'm sure
we've
converted at least half a person.
Half a person. They're just sort of like half into
That means
wrestling.
They looked at it once.
Yeah, they looked at it and said, wow, this is stupid.
They
Why
said,
they
who's
like
Roman
it?
Reigns? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's Blackwall Greymon.
Oh,
according to
no,
my dream.
He's Blackwell Greymon if Blackwell Greymon was meant to be a good guy.
Oof.
Okay, imagine because Davis sucks so much. But imagine they're all the kids there, right? And they're meant to be the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blackwell Greymon is introduced, and then all of a sudden the writing is very clearly, no, this is the good guy.
Yeah.
He's the protagonist. Don't worry about any of them. They're unimportant. In fact, they're weak and pointless.
Haru's the best
Blackwell Greymon
protagonist.
Is the protagonist. Now.
Haru is the protagonist.
He is. But, like, imagine if that was the case. Would you not be, like, kind of bothered by it?
A little bit. Any other character-related thingies?
No.
I love all the characters. I love them.
I know.
Miscellaneous bits.
Boy, there's a lot of filler in this.
Yeah,
a lot of, like, just... The one that really gets me is the comet's coming along and they're just talking back and forth like, these bad things will happen. I can't believe all the bad things. Can you believe the stakes in this story? They're just talking about it. It's just exposition.
It feels like it almost feels like a filler episode, even though it's not a filler episode.
Also, Afro Man couldn't get his Harry Potter book.
Oh yeah, that was great. I love Afro Man. He's like, Terry, no!
Terry and his spells. What a lazy way of coming up with an alternative name for Harry Potter.
I still think it's amazing that they've made, you know, we lost internet service into, like, this huge problem.
No, but, it's countrywide. Nothing can connect to anything, which includes the trains don't work, and it's Japan.
Yeah. I just feel like it's... I've mentioned this a few times in our Apple episodes, but I feel like it's a little bit of social commentary.
Well,
look how little you can do if you lose internet connection just for a second. Like, oh, suddenly we're going to Egypt instead of, you know, up the road to the shops.
You're telling me that the show that's all about applications on your smartphone is in some way modern and current.
I'm just saying, I feel like...
And has something to say about the state of that.
I know, but I didn't expect that from a Digimon show. I didn't expect social commentary coming from my Digimans, okay?
Well...
Not from my Digmans.
Who's the Philistine now?
God damn it. It's Black Ball Greymon.
Damn it, you're right.
Any other miscellaneous
bits? No.
For ranking, I have put this... Like, I think it's like 13th. So it's okay. It is under the Roleplaymon episode, which, remember, was like our top... It was our second best episode for a long time. And now it's quite... it's in the middle, which is surprising, because that was, the best episode for a long time. It was the third best under Pororimon's episode. But I did like this episode more than... I have put it in the wrong spot here.
Whatever.
I liked it. I fixed it on the... In my online Apple ranking, just not my Evernote Apple ranking. So I put it above the Ray and Hackmon, the meeting on the day episode, because while the last bit with Dezipmon was really good, the first half was very... Oh no, it felt almost like unnecessary, because it was, oh, remember when we did that thing? Yeah, remember when they did that thing? And I don't know, it was just okay.
It's like this one, but more egregious. Mm.
So I've put that, it was really hard to choose which one's better, so it's like... Those ones are on the similar level, but I think this one's slightly better because I think I laughed more because they were, small jokes, and I found that slightly more enjoyable than, oh, remember when we did this? Yeah, do you remember, how about this? Hey, Jay, do you remember when we recorded a podcast?
Nope.
Yeah, never. So it is, still number one is the Cameramon episode. Doesn't look like anything's going to... take it down anytime soon.
Not for a bit.
I've heard that the next episode's great, by the way.
Looking forward to it, at least.
Well, I've heard I've heard there's a big thing that happens, and everyone's losing their collective minds over it, and I've been spoiled, thanks Twitter.
Yay, I don't go on Twitter, so that has worked out for me.
And I know that episode 26 is a recap episode, and I just want to say this now in case I'm right.
If that's a full-on recap, we'll watch it, but if it's full recap, we are not doing an episode.
No, they've added new dialogue. Also, I'm just going to say this now, because if I say it next week, episode 26 would have already aired and would know it or not. But I have a theory that they're playing a little game with us, as in the writers, because episode 26 is released on Saturday. And next Saturday is April Fool's. So, and I know that, I posted this online, people are like, no, Japan doesn't really celebrate April Fool's. But I'm still saying that... I have high hopes that they actually do something, at the end. I feel like it's going to be recap mostly, and then I feel like at the end they're going to punch us in the gut. They're just going to say, hey, guess what?
Bands.
Like the Christmas episode. That was the filleriest filler until the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it punches you. It just says, hey, holiday episode, nice feeling, right? Because, we had Yujin be all like, glare, and then we had the Apple Drive starts calling out Haru's name terrifyingly.
It wasn't that scary, it was just his grandpa being like, I need my juice.
So I'm saying this now, that's my theory. I'm probably wrong because, April Fool's not really a big thing, but I don't know. They're pretty good with their holiday specials, but we'll probably... If at the very least, I will do an episode on it, because I just want... I don't want to have the Apple episode numbering to be off from the non... the actual Atmon episode.
We can have an episode that's 5 seconds long and says it was a recap and then just end.
Yeah. But apparently there's going to be new dialogue to it, and that's all we know. We also know there's going to be a new ending and opening theme coming up soon. And yeah, that's... That's cool. I hope the cicadas won't be joining us for the next episode, if that is coming up on the recording. I'm sorry. Even though it is autumn now, we're still having warm weather and cicadas, and yeah. So join us next time for episode 25. Finally, Infiltration of the Deep Web, the mysterious Cyber Qualoon, which was a place in Cyber Sleuth as well. So, yeah, just a bit of extra Hacker trivia.
Central.
I know it's a real place in real life, but I'm just saying. So you can email us at lostintranslationrun@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationrun on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Appmon subreddit. We'd really appreciate it if you would review us on iTunes and or Stitcher. We have a website now, which you can check out to see our weekly poll and our upcoming episode and a MyAppli ranking if anyone's actually interested in that besides me. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description. And you can start from donating from as little as a dollar per month, which gets you entrance to our private Slack chat, which we are just starting up a Tamer Sona roleplaying at the moment, so that'll be fun. Jay's not allowed to join as a single Lotmon, so he is sad.
I'm not?
I asked, and you're like, no, you have to have a partner.
What? Why?
You can just be a puppet. How about Lotmon can be piloting like a puppet.
Sure, and fine.
And this is my partner. You'll have to talk about Sam about that.
Jeez, I will.
So yeah, but higher levels allow you to get things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, both on topic and off topic, Skype calls with both of us, and more. We are really close to our next Patreon milestone, which will allow us to increase the quality of all the content that we provide.
And we want to thank you to all of our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who's also Stevie on YouTube, and you can find the link to their channel in the description, Wuchinglong, you can find it at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishbal Bamba, Hiro Olado, who is at Hiro Olado on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at Wildling64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who's on Topastic as Small Wolfie, and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Lupin, and Tom.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Make sure to sign up for the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye-bye.